These last 2 weeks of Lent are known as Passion Tide. The images in church are covered to make us aware that the season of Lent is intensifying. During these days, these holy days, we have the opportunity to retrace the footsteps of our Savior along his sorrowful way, that moment in his life that makes all the difference in our lives, that hour of his when he was lifted up from the earth, that hour when he accepted on his own shoulders the weight of our guilt. Though he was blameless and without sin, he accepted the weight of our sins so that we might have forgiveness and that the gates of heaven might be opened to us. These final days of our Lord's earthly ministry are the footsteps that we retrace during Passion Tide, and especially next week with Palm Sunday and then the Sacred Triduum, the solemn commemoration of the Last Supper and our Lord's saving death and his glorious resurrection. I encourage you in some specific ways to retrace our Lord's footsteps during these next couple of weeks. Here are three specific ways, three things that you can do. First of all, the way of the cross is indeed following in his footsteps from Pontius Pilate's palace all the way to Calvary. The way of the cross, the sorrowful way, is a literal street in Jerusalem that one can walk so as to retrace the footsteps. We have the opportunity to do this through the devotion of the Stations of the Cross. Friday evening at 6 o'clock right here, we will pray the Stations of the Cross. Please try to make it. I will leave the booklets for the prayers of the Way of the Cross out in the back of church so that if you would like to come sometime during the day or early evening when the church is open and make the stations on your own, you may do so, finding the stations in the stained glass windows of our church. Go out to the farm sometime in the next couple of weeks. Make the beautiful way of the cross that they have there that goes up the hill all the way to the chapel. That's something that families can do together, to walk in the footsteps of Jesus. That's the first thing. The second practical thing that you can do to retrace the footsteps of Jesus is sometime this week, read the Passion of our Lord as found in the Gospel of St. Mark. That's the gospel that we will proclaim a week from today on Palm Sunday. Read it to yourself, prayerfully, quietly. Notice perhaps some details that had eluded you before. Let your mind and your heart be filled with gratitude for all that our Savior did for us on that Friday we call Good. Read St. Mark's account of the Passion so that when you come to Mass next week, your heart and your mind will be open for even greater insights. That's the second thing. And then the third practical thing that you can do to retrace our Lord's footsteps is to watch once again, or even watch for the first time, the movie, The Passion of the Christ. It's a movie that is very intense. I do not recommend it for little children. About grade 8, grade 9, that should be about right. Little children, no. Watch instead Jesus of Nazareth, a very beautiful depiction of the life of our Lord, especially his Holy Week. The scene of the crucifixion is stunning. We will show the Passion of the Christ Palm Sunday evening at 6 o'clock, and you're welcome to come to watch, and then we'll spend some time after here in church before a crucifix. When we follow in the footsteps of Jesus, when we walk the sorrowful way with him, we learn that way better and better. As an apprentice learns from the master by copying his technique, so do we learn the way of discipleship by imitating the Lord, especially as he makes his sorrowful journey to the cross. We learn from him, and we become capable of some new things. When we follow him and follow his footsteps in the way of the cross, we learn from him the virtue of selflessness, very important in this culture of greed and hedonism. We learn from him perseverance amidst struggles. We learn obedience to God's will, no matter how difficult that may be. You see, when we walk in the footsteps of Jesus, we become more and more aware that we are not alone. When you suffer, you never suffer alone. When you are faced with difficult choices, you do not face those choices on your own. When you feel dejected or disappointed or afraid, know that he has experienced this before you. When you feel like you have reached your limit, when your patience is wearing thin, when you are stressed beyond belief, you are not alone. When you feel that all is lost and that the enemy has the upper hand, you need only remember the lessons you have learned from walking in the way of the cross.